this thing would have doors and it'd be all hanging space.
Yeah.
Great big thing.
Yeah. They used to have them kind in the corner. Closet.
Was something like that ever called a wardrobe?
Yeah, they call them wardrobes. I don't know what's the difference in a wardrobe and that other stuff. I think it's just people call them different things.
Mm.
Same thing, different words.
Mm. Right.
I don't know.
I see, yeah. Well, what did people use to, over the windows, keep out the sunlight?
Well, curtains.
Mm. Would that be like what you have here?
Yeah. Well, they had some shades that you could pull down there and then roll back up when you got ready.
Right.
But these is called curtains.
Mm-hmm. I see. Yeah. Well, was there ever a place right underneath the top of the house that you have to climb up to where you could use just for storage space or something like that?
No, I never did have none like that. Some people did.
Mm-hmm.
Called it the gutter, I believe.
This was kind of like a storage space?
Yeah.
Or,
I think that's what they call it.
They ever call it here, called the attic or loft?
Yeah. Yeah, go up in the loft. People used to have the loft where they could go up there and walk around. But still had stair steps go up to the loft.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't live up there or anything?
Well, some people had a two-story house. Had some beds up there. Mm-hmm. They had a family. A lot of them old first settlers, they'll come through here. I've seen lots of them two-story houses that you have up there in Hella.
Hmm.
Stairs go up there.
Mm-hmm.
Used to be one right up yonder on the hill. It burned up. And over here, about a mile and a half, 2 miles right on the road, we had a first curtain built him a two-story house.
Mm-hmm.
He sort of made a little money during the World War, Second World War, and built him a pretty good house.
Mm-hmm.
I never did have this.
Said make do with what you had.
I didn't want much. Something to eat and wear and something to go on. For being something fine and all me and my wife, we didn't either one try to make no big show.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't nothing to that, nohow.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to be, just, you know, without being extravagant.
We made us a living, and it was paid for. And now these big houses they're building now, there'd be hundreds of them that they'll be paid for. Be sold, messed around, take them away from them. Somebody else come in there and tell them what to do. Not me.
I kind of imagine the houses that go up so quickly nowadays probably aren't built as well as a lot of houses.
These people right down here between here and the store down there built them a big hole in his church. You got a fella in there didn't know anything about it because I knowed the fella. And they ought to. He's right over here south of Butler where he's raised. I don't know what he charged him to build that church, and they've had to rebuild it this summer and been cut out of it all year. That's going to cost them more than they did to build it to start with.
Oh.
He didn't know what he's doing. Just made a great big mess. He liked to fill in on it.
Really?
They had to move out to have church. I said, y'all ought to know better. Mm-hmm. I went to Meridian last Tuesday with one of the main men of it. He had a load of cows and asked if I wanted to go with him. Yeah, I'll go, just keep lying around here by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And we got talking about it. And I said, I don't know why in the world you old fool that fella to build that to start with.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all didn't know it? No, said he didn't. I said, well, I've been knowing him for a long time. Never had known him to build his wife's chicken coop.
He didn't know much what he was doing at all then. Yeah, that's a shame. I meant to ask you if you'd ever seen people have the kitchen built away from the main part of the house.
Yeah, they used to do that lots. Have a little space. Sometimes they'd have it covered to go out of the house into the kitchen. Sometimes you'd go on the ground and go a little piece to go in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of them like that.
I reckon why they separated them like that.
I don't know. It's just, well, I reckon they didn't hardly have room and they'd build that out there to itself sort of to have more room or something. people raising big families.
Right. I see. Yeah. Was there ever a little room they might have off the kitchen where they keep canned goods or extra dishes?
Yeah, I seen that. And then they had a little place for a lot of them did their milk house to keep it all out. Keep the milk in. It was built up a little bigger than that, maybe, and have little legs up off the ground under a big oak or something. Mm-hmm. Milk house.
Milk house. Was that to keep it cool?
Well, they let it sit in that hot house when they didn't have ice and didn't have all these fans.